You Let Him In by J.A. Andrews, read by Olivia Dowd, Charlotte Worthing, Oliver Hembrough, and Tom Allenby for Saga Egmont.
Prologue. Michael. It's a shame we couldn't afford a detached property with a huge garden. But this part of Westbridge was at least more respectable than others within our budget. I didn't like being sandwiched by neighbours and overlooked by strangers, but I had a dream for something bigger and better. All I had to do was stick to the plan. All Jenny had to do was believe in me. We had visited the property twice before, deciding it was the perfect home for us. I took care of arranging the mortgage with the best rates because I'm better with the finances than Jenny. All she had to do was sign on the dotted lines. I liked to keep everything organised, the skills of being an accountant, while Jenny could concentrate on being a great mother and a loving wife. This was meant to be the start of our new life together. I was genuinely happy too. We both were. I thought our lives from that moment onwards would only get better. Jenny fell in love with our new home the second she walked inside. I set up a surprise for her in the master bedroom after I collected the keys. A woolen blanket on the floor, a picnic basket filled with goodies from our favourite bakery, and a spectacular bouquet of flowers. I used to buy Jenny flowers every payday to show her how much I cared, how much she meant to me. I was her loyal husband, a father that Daniel could look up to, and the head of my own family. I had responsibilities that empowered me to become successful. "It feels like home already," she told me as we sat upstairs in the master bedroom. I knew Jenny liked surprises. "It's perfect for us, a whole new chapter in our lives. I love it." I remember smiling at Jenny and wrapping my arms around her. I was lucky to have her by my side. I was proud of her. The musty smell from the carpets hit me. This property needed some minor modernization improvements and painting throughout. Already, as I looked around the rooms, I could easily picture us living here. The commute to work wasn't far. A school for Daniel was close by. It was convenient. Yet, little doubts kept me thinking. How long would we have to live here? How long before I could achieve my dreams? I wanted something better. "A perfect home for my perfect family," I replied. "It's a good starting home for us. I know that Mum and Dad will be pleased too that we're not that far away." This was an exciting time in both of our lives. I wanted our new beginnings to be a fresh start. When Jenny used to visit me in my flat before we lived together, I could keep some aspects of my life separate. I never really talked to her in great detail about my work. When we moved in together, there were some things I didn't want her to see, but I thought I had it under my control. On the day we moved in, I looked at Jenny's face, which was full of excitement, love, and hope. She was overjoyed, but there was one little detail that was eating away at the back of my mind, something that I couldn't bring myself to tell her. Keeping everything under control was stressful, and with the stress came moments when I would almost slip up. All I ever wanted was for us to have a great future together, without having to worry anymore. In my mind, I had everything organized. I needed time, money, and everyone to play their part in this life I was constructing for myself. Dying was never part of the plan. 1. Michael. Jenny has no idea what stress and pressure I am facing, secrets that weigh heavy on my mind, but I can't ask anyone for support. I got myself into this situation, and it's all on my shoulders to get myself out of it. I only need Jenny to play her part, stay at home, look after our son, and stop asking me questions. If I don't talk about my issues, then I'm exposing no lies.